Now, basically, niggers have gone wild. There just ain't no way around it. I don't know. I've just heard that they're just blacks who've just gone wild. Basically, they're just natives, I guess. Or you might could say have adapted maybe even below the African cultural type thing. Because, of course, they have to be deprived of their culture from being over here in the United States as slaves. Maybe being turned free, they wanted to go back to the old wild days. And, of course, not having the cultural background necessary for survival here, and having lost that previous skills over a couple of hundred years, since most of them weren't allowed to begin with and shit like this, naturally they might just revert to whatever they can get.
Have you ever heard people claim that the reason the guns are blue is that they're poison? They bite you, they'll kill you?
I don't know, but that sounds really neat. Damn, if they ever bit me, I hate to be around close enough to bite me anyway. That'd be really strange. Damn. I'd run into a convention of them. Oh, shit, man. Get bogged up your ass in quicksand. Start trying to run away from them. Ooh, boo, ooh, boo, ooh, 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 ooh. Boy, that man, what a gross sound.
Jack Mackle.
Oh, God, for a bit. No, I swear.
Making those weird sounds like we used to do.
Weird sounds like the word for gross sounds is the word for. That's the one I never would do though, the arm to the arm thing. I mean, that's so gross. It always reminded me of a fart that smelled like perspiration. I guess the girls never did it.
Sitting there in class with your hands on your desk, you know.
I think it was especially greasy lower class people who could do that, probably. Natch had more sweat pores because they're that, huh? I'm no doubt about it. Jesus. I was so goddamn funny. The time he was sitting in the back of the class and somebody was hassling him. I don't know what it was about. Miss Selma said he's trying to study. So that is why I'm being gay. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Mrs. McCullough was over at the junior high school when we were over there, wasn't she? Yeah. No, that old Zuby, that was Miss Barr. I thought Miss McCullough. Yeah, you're right. Mrs. McCullough was over there. Mrs. McCullough was over at the high school, and Mrs. Barr.
No, that was Miss Jerk that was always cutting parts and trying to cover them up. You know, she'd stand up in front of the class, her time was all off. She'd go, and then cough, trying to cover it. I never noticed that.
Which Miss Jordan was that?
She was just a mousy little woman. It's the guy that works at
F&M
Bank,
Curry Jerks. Oh, God. Why did you do that? Where was she?
She was a substitute teacher.
Oh, I don't know who the hell she was, then. I never had that good luck.
Yeah,
Miss
Garner got a lot of
things.
Miss
Garner? Yeah, I'll ask me later on about a vicious piece of gossip concerning him and Garner.
Really?
Damn, is this a hot one. Ooh, wow, man, this is really rigged to go. Yeah, me and Miss Garner got along fine on the first 2 days of class. However, after that, it was steadily downhill for me, down the pits. But I really enjoyed that class. That was a neat class. Actually, I learned a hell of a lot in there. I guess I just couldn't get it down on a test. But I guess it popped out later on. I mean, I was just a natural good reader and writer anyway, and didn't bother me what the hell I did. Yeah, actually, Mrs. Ellis is the main damn reason I didn't fail the 7th grade.
Yeah.
You're damn straight. I had spelling, science, and social studies under her. You know, because spelling was sort of tied in with social science. I don't forget how they did it. They tied it in as a separate grade, and they had just about all B's and A's under her. And if it hadn't been on strength, I see my damn math grades went from like an A in the first 6 weeks all the way down to an F at the end of the year. I had straight F's in English. Hell, I didn't have a damn C in English until the 9th grade. I had no idea what a damn CB looked like in English. I thought I couldn't even read or write. Then it's 10th grade, of course, we hit literature and Mrs. Deason and I cleaned up from then on out. It was no big sweat. Shoot, that's just funny as hell for me to damn have a writing minor. That's what's so damn hilarious about it. Because you can give me a damn paper right now, and if you ask me to sit down, like, for example, if you ask me to sit down and separate all the words into verbs and nouns and shit like that, I probably couldn't do it. I could do most all of them, but I'd have hell on the damn adverbs and shit like that. What the hell's the matter with you, boy? You acted uppity again.